WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly plugged in, scrolling through endless feeds, checking notifications that pop up every 5 seconds? You know that feeling when your phone vibrates and your brain practically screams for attention, even if it's just a cat meme or an update about someone's lunch? We live in a world where technology is deeply intertwined with our lives. But let's be real, sometimes it feels more like it's controlling us than the other way around. Today, we're diving into something super important: the impact of technology on our mental health. It's not just about putting down your phone for a few minutes, although that's definitely part of it. We're talking about how constant connectivity, social media pressure, and the always-on nature of our digital lives can actually affect our moods, our sleep, and even our sense of self. Now, I'm not saying we need to go full Luddite and ditch all technology. It's incredible. It connects us, provides information, and offers a ton of entertainment. But like anything powerful, it needs to be used consciously and with intention. So here are 5 key takeaways that might just blow your mind. First, the dopamine rush is real. Every notification, every like, every comment, they all trigger a tiny release of dopamine in our brains, the chemical associated with pleasure and reward. This creates this addictive loop where we crave more and more stimulation, constantly seeking that next hit of dopamine. Second, social media can be a double-edged sword. It's awesome for connecting with friends and family, but it can also become a breeding ground for comparison and insecurity. We tend to see curated versions of people's lives, the highlight reels, not the messy reality. This constant exposure to perfect lives can leave us feeling inadequate and stressed. Third, the fear of missing out, FOMO, is a real phenomenon. Our smartphones constantly bombard us with updates about what everyone else is doing, creating this sense that we need to be constantly plugged in to stay relevant. But remember, FOMO is often fueled by illusions. You're not missing out on everything, you're just not seeing the full picture. Fourth, technology can disrupt our sleep patterns. The blue light emitted from screens suppresses melatonin production, a hormone essential for regulating sleep. Spending too much time on your phone before bed can lead to insomnia and daytime fatigue, impacting both your mental and physical health. Fifth, it's crucial to establish boundaries. This means setting limits on screen time, creating tech-free zones in your home, and taking regular breaks from social media. Remember, technology should serve you, not the other way around. Think about a time when you were scrolling through social media, maybe after a tough day, and instead of feeling better, you ended up feeling more anxious or down. You start comparing yourself to others, their seemingly perfect lives, and suddenly you're questioning your own worth. Sound familiar? That's technology taking hold, feeding on those negative emotions. We need to be aware of these patterns and learn to break free from them. So how do we reclaim our mental well-being in a tech-saturated world? It's about making conscious choices, setting boundaries, and prioritizing activities that nourish our souls, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones face-to-face, pursuing hobbies that bring us joy. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all struggle with these issues to some extent. The key is to be mindful of our technology use, cultivate healthy habits, and create a life that truly fulfills us. Ready to take control? Start by taking a 30-minute break from your phone each day, no scrolling allowed. Use that time to read a book, go for a walk, or simply enjoy some quiet contemplation. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little digital detox inspiration. Until next time, keep those brains sharp and those phones at bay.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.